it's Tuesday. It's 7 o'clock, and I've got my PCT set next to me, so it's time for joshing around. I'm Josh. I'm joined with Melissa, but we're running around. There was
ran out of the room. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, there's quite a large group of people in here before us. That very informative show. In case you didn't miss it, it's gonna be out on the website.
Yeah, just to tell everybody, like, y'all are usually doing show prep, and like, we were totally silent during that whole show. We're just like in awe.
Yes. Well, it's all really good information, and I mentioned.
And I'm right in the middle of it. Like, I live right in one of those subdivisions they named. So I'm like, maybe I should have y'all come check my stuff out.
And it never hurts. I've got several friends that, you know, they didn't think there wasn't any roof leaks. They didn't think anything terrible happened.
I was kind of being sarcastic, and I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm going to know after it rains tomorrow night. Yeah.
You really will. Like, anything
not in a good way.
Is going to be taken advantage of any leaks that you've got in the coming weeks. But, call these people up. I know it seems like they're busy, but it's better to have them get you on the schedule and look to see if there's any damage before, when you've got a leak, even if it's just in the attic or just a couple of shingles that have been damaged, It compounds, right? So moisture gets in there, even if it's just a slight leak. Mold gets in there, and then that wreaks havoc on your health and on your family.
Mold is what's really freaked a lot of us out.
Yeah. I don't play around.
We don't know
mold.
What's happening above the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of told Melissa, I said, you know, the show before us was very informative. They should teach more classes like that in high school. That way I have an idea of what's going on.
No, I was kind of thinking
real
that.
Real life.
As they were getting ready to leave, I'm like, you know, why are we covering this stuff like in the moment? Like, we should be prepared before it happens. But you don't even think about it.
No, you really don't. You really don't. But I think you made mention of a good suggestion. They should have these, even if it's, you know, after the storm and it doesn't help anybody now. But
it's kind of funny because Melissa and I, we're always listening to our station, you know, make sure we're on the air, things are running the right way. And a lot of times, right in the middle of the news, they'll air this commercial. Melissa, join in with me on this. It's, today, you went to work.
Yeah, but how are you going to prepare for hail? There is no way to prepare for hail.
There really isn't.
The size that we had.
But the commercial is like this whole long, drawn-out, mundane, you know, you have the most boring life in the world the day before the F4 comes through your town.
Yeah, really. You know, I think about that a lot, and that may just be my head going off into weird places. But, you know, every time they say, there might be a chance of snow flurries coming through here, I'm like, is it March of 93? Like, are we going to do this again?
About severe weather, I mean, we're always saying that, too. It's the cry wolf syndrome. Oh, we're under another tornado watch. Really? It's not going to, you know. And then the one time it does, we're all like, ugh.
Yes.
It can happen.
Yes.
But I think it changes when you become a parent.
Possibly so.
Because you're no longer only thinking about yourself being unhurtable.
I would say it changes when you get married too. Thank you very much.
Possibly to a degree, but I think Melissa's right. It changes exponentially when you have children because, like, especially in my early 20s before I was married, it's like, okay, if the insurance guy doesn't come through, I can live out of a cardboard box or on somebody's couch for a couple of days.
Yeah.
No big deal. But now I'm married and I have an infant, and it's like, okay, we have progressed our style, our lifestyle here. We have a new minimum, right? But before,
you have a home.
Yeah.
And you want to protect
you
that
win.
Investment.
I give up. I can't argue that.
Yeah. Oh, if somebody's, when I was like 20, 21, if somebody's grass was soft enough, I might just sleep out there, right? And sometimes we did it for fun. Like, we thought that was enjoyable.
I think we did that at Bonnaroo once.
Yeah, probably. If you went to Bonnaroo, you probably smelled like the grass too. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the pictures of some of those folks. It's not pretty.
Grass.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. There it is. We're coming up on April. It's about that time. Oh, man. Super excited. Tonight is going to be a fun show. I made no preparations whatsoever. So we're just going to wing it, which is my favorite type of radio.
Yes.
If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. If I not stuttered through that, that would have been awesome. We'll re-record that one and just slide it in there with Audacity or
that
something.
That should be on your ads.
Yeah, right? If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space.
So that I have been thinking about this topic for a while now. Like, last week, before We didn't know you were going to be here. Yeah. I was like, I have this brilliant idea for a show, and we've got to do that. You know, I'll ask Josh, but we've got to do it.
Right.
The first part is 90s trivia, 90s mom versus 90s kid.
90s kid. And I'm going to be honest, because my memory's not good, and I've actually kicked it off right here on my phone by accident. But
started it up.
Yes. Right. I don't know if I'm going to be any good at this. Now, the one that I've clicked on is the How Well Do You Know, Remember 10 Things I Hate About You. Is that the one you're talking about or no?
Oh.
You may have to send me a link to the right one.
That's
so kind of, if you can hunt up the link.
I remember that movie. That was a very educational movie at the right time in my life.
One of them was, let's take a trip down 90s Nickelodeon memory lane this Rugrats trivia quiz.
I won't know any of that one.
Okay.
All of these will be really good to take because it will just be a big snowball of me falling on my face.
We can do the Can You Recognize 44 Kids Shows from the 90s? Oh, British TV.
That's definitely not going to hit
that's
me.
That's definitely not me.
The only UK-based TV show I know is not kid-oriented, but it was Junkyard Wars, and I loved that show.
It's out
on Netflix or Hulu or something. Yeah, everyone should watch that.
But it's not on YouTube, trust me.
Oh, is it?
I looked it up.
Oh, is it not?
I found like two episodes on YouTube.
I'm about to say, something should be out there.
And then the rest of them were like, not available in your country.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I
am American, darn it. Everything is available in my country.
There's either a Chrome or a Firefox extension where you can change your country of origin.
Yes, and that's why
everybody uses it. Or you can pay for a service like the first one that comes to mind, because I see the ads all the time, is Tunnel Bear, but it's a VPN service that reroutes your traffic to wherever you want to put it. So you can you can get an extra season of The Office somewhere because you're going to the UK. I don't know. Anyways,
I don't want it that bad.
No, and neither do I.
How well do you remember Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, I did not watch that.
No.
As a child. No. The Nickelodeon one is probably my best shot. So
that was Rugrats. Let's see if we can find any better ones.
I might know some Rugrats. I remember some of those, Tommy and Chucky and whatever. I also forgot to make a Facebook post today. We got so in depth with the real estate.
Let's do that when the ads come on.
Yeah, when the first break.
Happens.
So we'll stick with our 7:25 break. Yeah. And we'll get all of this done, and we'll come back to that. You can't, because we were not here. We were here. We were talking here last Tuesday night, but Radio Magic. I wasn't here because of all the storm issues that persisted. I didn't wind up having the show, but you can't not talk about that storm and how it come through last week. And that's, I mean, you drive down the street in the middle of Coleman, and it's affected everyone in some form or fashion. I don't live here in town. My house was untouched by all of this, but my day-to-day life is still affected by it because everybody's in this mad dash to get everything straightened out. And I know none of these brands are going to come and give me any money, but I've seen a lot of these local folks that have stepped up, kind of like the guys that were just on, that have stepped into the right place and provided help where it needs to be. And shout out to them because that's something we need here more than anything. And it's a good outlook. I got to thinking about it because I come through the middle right there in front of Walmart, and you can't go up that strip without seeing the giant State Farm tent.
Right.
And I got to thinking about that. You know, this is a great opportunity for you know, State Farm, for example, to make a good name for themselves. But with that giant logo on the front of the tent. But if you look a little closer as you go by, like there are people in there. It's not appraising. Adjusting, insurance adjusters looking at cars from the time that I come in at like 6 or 7 in the morning to the time that I go home at 6 or 7 in the evening.
What?
And it's around the clock and they're working really hard. So shout out to those people.
Yes.
The people behind the scenes that are helping out and making space for them to set up, set up shop. So I really think that's cool. And that's a good lesson to take into your day-to-day life. It's like, go out of your way every once in a while to help out some folks, and it'll pay off eventually. But we're going to work on getting that Facebook page up, and then we might even post a link to whatever, or I'll post it in the comments. Whichever test we take, and you can take it with us, and we'll have a great time with it, and watch me make a fool of myself, which is not a hard thing to do. We'll be back.
Signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Cullman County.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
All right.
I cannot be defeated by technology.
Technology is a tricky thing, I'll tell you that. We've gotten all of our homework done across the break, and that's a lot of homework for a minute and a half, 2 minutes. We've got the Facebook post up, and as always, there's a telephone number you can call, 256-737-9505. If you want to change the subject at any time, I'm free to listen to that suggestion, although I might not actually do it. So,
you know, for money.
For money, yes.
How much are you going to give us to change the subject?
That's We're the very... station with a $1 million guarantee. Give us $1 million, we'll do anything you want us to do.
Yeah, anything. At this point,
I don't
know. We'll play any song you want us to play.
There we go.
We're going to be very, very specific. Oh, goodness. Okay. So I'm going to start this quiz.
Like ones and ones of people in town are like, I know where I've heard that before.
Yeah, right.
All right. We've got the quiz open. It's called, Can You Answer the 30 Questions Every 90s Kid Should Know? And it's Melissa versus Josh. 90s mom versus 90s kid.
It's a lot of setup for something I'm probably going to fail. Okay, so is your first question the same as mine, the Britney Spears? Oh,
yeah.
No. Okay, so it asked the Britney Spears' first song was, I'm going to take a shot at this one. Do you want to talk about our answers as we go? As long as we promise not to go back and change them?
Let's do it at the end.
I've heard of half of these Britney Spears songs, so I'm going to click that one.
Everybody's playing along with us,
I
right?
Hope so.
It's
I hope
called so. Called Buzz Play. Can you answer the 30 questions every 90s kid should know? Jay, are you playing?
No.
No, he says.
He says off the mic. Somehow I feel like the 90s weren't your favorite time, weren't your favorite years.
Oh, he loved the 90s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is a red heart. With big letters that say
yes.
Tie. This was the company logo for Strawberry Shortcake, Troll Dolls, Beanie Babies, or My Little Pony.
What? Now, I don't believe I've ever taken a Play Buzz quiz before. Are they all highlighted in green, or have I just gotten all of them right?
If it's green, it's right.
Oh, man. I'm acing this so far. I'm already doing much better than I thought.
And then there's a rainbow plastic, a rainbow, well, that looks like it's made of rubber bands. And it
yes.
says, what is this toy called?
Yes.
Ushi ball, koosh ball, or sloosh ball.
And see, I actually remember this one because my older sister had one of these. And,
how many times did she hit you with it?
A lot. It was a throwable object in my household. Because
it just
gave in to it. Yeah, it didn't hurt anybody.
It didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, quote unquote. Well, there was times when we got upset. It's like, she threw that at me.
Yeah.
It's awful. The next one is some Looney Tunes characters standing on a basketball court. Probably one of my favorite movies ever, Space Jam. Which basketball player was in Space Jam is the question. Dennis Rodman, Tim Hardaway, Scottie Pippen, or Michael Jordan?
Yeah. If you don't know this one.
If you don't know this one, you've never seen the cover to the VHS Space Jam tape, right?
Okay, number five. Mr. Feeney was the teacher in which popular TV show?
Your options, Boy Meets World, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Saved by the Bell, and Beverly Hills 90210.
Right.
I'm not sure if one of those answers was even in the 90s. Interesting. One of those answers I thought was outside of that generation.
The Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah, that was
90s.
My guess. Was
it
that
was
90s?
90s?
Okay. Maybe it was earlier 90s because I was kind of young in the early 90s. What was Tommy's last name in the Rugrats? Oh, that one's another easy one. Oh, man, this is so good. I don't think I'm going to give out the answers. We'll play it like we'll play it like you've got to know the answer. Short answer questions.
Yeah.
Back to high school on that one. Made me cringe. The next one is, who wrote the book series Goosebumps? I really don't know this one. Oh, nope. I got it right. Never mind. And I've probably seen 1.5 million of these books. And,
yeah.
And I really didn't know. I just took a
I'm scared to death that people are Googling at the red lights right now. So
yeah,
don't
search and drive. Just yell things at the... You know what? Roll down your window and then yell at the radio.
Yeah. Yell at the car next to you.
And then
there you go.
And then when they want to know why, tell them about just joshing around.
Just be careful that he's not a police car or that might turn out bad. So.
Yeah. All right. Number 8. The original flavor of the Dunkaroos cookies was cinnamon, vanilla, or chocolate. And now this is making me wonder, do I know this
one? I don't know this one at all. I'm going to say... Oh, I got it right. Did you get it right?
Did you get it right?
I did.
No, I did not get
oh,
it right.
No.
Oh, I should have known by the color of the cookies.
I was about to say, so there's a hint in that image, and anybody taking the quiz will figure this out too. Yeah, he's dunking it into separate flavors. So why would they provide flavors to Dunkin' if the cookie was already flavored one of those flavors, right?
If I had a cinnamon cookie, I would not want to dunk it in chocolate. No, no. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next one is NSYNC, consisted of Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, JC, how do you pronounce his last name? Chase?
Chavez.
Chavez, Joey Fatone, and blank.
Refreshing on me and taking away my answers.
Maybe that's an iPad thing. Apple's out to get you.
It is.
Yep. I have an Android.
Technology is my name, arch nemesis.
Confirmed. Androids take play buzz quizzes better than Android.
Yes.
No, I do remember that one because there's an Eminem song that references that guy. I can't repeat it, but Eminem says some choice words about him in one of his songs.
I'm going to choose vanilla again, even though it was wrong. I'm touching vanilla.
There you go.
It's red. See, here's proof.
Proof that she's not changing her answers. Good.
Proof that I'm not cheating.
I'm 9 for 9 on this so far. Okay, so we've just finished with the NSYNC question. Next is,
I have an answer.
You've not answered the NSYNC question? You've got a...
Is it... Wrong again.
Oh, no. You don't remember the Eminem song where it's like...
I thought it was Joey McIntyre.
No. See, I thought that too, but they already listed Joey Fatone.
Joey McIntyre was...
Saw Joey Fatone on an episode of Hot Ones, and it's where they... It's We Feast is the name of the YouTube channel, but they sit around and eat hot wings with increasing heat levels of hot sauce on them until people just can't handle it anymore. And Joey Fatone is like really awesome at that because he's a chef now or owns a restaurant or something. He's super into food. Great guy.
So Joey McIntyre was New Kids on the Block, maybe? Okay.
I don't know.
They threw that one in there to
the next
me.
One. This is a lot easier than I thought it was. What was the boy's name in Pokemon? So you can take a guess at one of those. That was an easy one. The next question is what flavor soda was Surge?
I don't know this one. I never drank that.
Oh, I got
one.
It. I didn't drink it either. Caffeine did terrible things to me as a child. So heart condition. It'll do it to you every time. Yeah. that's a fun story for another time, but, I remember seeing Surge reminds me of all those old energy drinks we loved in high school, Jolt and Bukus. Do you remember Bukus?
No.
I'm pretty sure the name came from, it's got Bukus of sugar and caffeine in it.
It's got a lot of caffeine in it.
Radio, where you learn things about people that you never knew.
It just restarted on me again.
I don't know what, look real quick. How many questions are there on this? This just keeps going.
30? The 30 questions.
Oh, I really hope you're not driving and taking this quiz then.
The 30 questions. How many questions are there?
Oh, it did say that in the title. I didn't see that in the title. Okay. Yeah. See, I made a very bad choice and I just clicked whatever link Melissa sent me. I don't advise at all. Sure.
All right. So mine will not be counted because it's not.
We'll go through it as I go through it. Yeah. Tamagotchi is a Japanese. That's a word.
Portmanteau.
What does that even mean? Of what two words? Oh, I guess it's like a combined.
Yeah.
I'm going to say egg and pet. No.
It's egg and watch. I knew that one.
Dang.
I knew that
Nothing about that would say watch to me. See, that's the first one I've missed so far.
Yeah. Right. I knew that one.
The next one is this toy is called a Furby troll or birdie. That's very obviously a Furby. Yeah. The creepiest thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah.
Did I ever talk on the radio about the guy that made the Furby organ on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, super creepy. But it played music really well. So look that up if you ever have the time. Next question. The game show where teams competed to find lost treasures in a Mayan temple was called, not the Mayan maze. It's either Secrets of the Lost Temple or Legends of the Hidden Temple. I think it was Secrets of the Lost Temple. No.
You missed one.
I missed another one.
I'm pretty sure that was.
So we are both missing two right now.
That was Double Dare, wasn't it? No.
Yeah, see, that's what I would have guessed. If that had been on the list, that's totally what I would have done. My wife is going to be upset with me because she actually talked about that the other night. I wasn't listening. Surprise, surprise. Amanda Bynes got her start on the... Yeah, right. Amanda Bynes got her start on the Nickelodeon show what?
I think I know this one, but I think they might be trying to throw me. I'm going to answer anyway.
What did you
think?
All that?
All that.
Yeah, me too. I do remember The Secret World of Alex Mack.
It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wild Thornberries, if it's still out there, it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Oh, gosh, The Wild Thornberries, yes. And they had some really talented voice actors on that show.
Yes.
Nigel has come on to live forever in memes now because of his smashing catchphrase.
Yeah.
And so he
and
will
his
like
his amazing voice.
Yes, and he'll never be forgotten. Just
so
because of
I was scrolling and I accidentally hit an answer, and I know what this one is.
Which one? Which one are you scrolling?
The next one.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I actually knew this one, and I'm not proud of it because I wasn't a huge fan of the Backstreet Boys.
But if you didn't hear that song, you were not alive in the 90s.
No, you really weren't. Or early 2000s, because I still think it hung around that long. It's a very popular group.
Here, the next one, I watched this show so much when my kids were little that I literally, like, I have his voice stuck in my head.
Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life. I got this wrong.
Yeah, and he, like, I will be doing something, and I will hear a quote from him.
Yes.
Like, first you turn the page, then you wash your hands. Then you turn the page, then you wash your hands.
It's weird how some of that stuff sticks with you, right?
I loved it, though. I laughed
and really,
out loud
that's,
at that show.
That spans all, like, movies or TV or anything, because anytime someone goes to tell a story and they – especially if it's about another friend of theirs, they'll go like, no, you tell them about this time. I always think of the John Wayne movie. I believe it's El Dorado. And it's like, go ahead, tell them your name, Mississippi. And that has stuck with me all of my life. And I'm like, what? But no, I got that one wrong. I said Armadillo.
I got it right, of course.
I said Armadillo. I was wrong.
Loved Rocco, and it was such a kid show.
Yeah.
But it was so funny.
Which company made Oreo O's? I don't know this one.
I'm going to guess. Oh, I
What'd
got
you
it
get?
Right.
Post.
Yeah. Post.
See, that was just shot in the dark for me. This one I really don't know. Jagged Little Pill is the album by which singer?
I'm going to say that, I knew this one, but I saw it because I was looking at quizzes earlier, mm-hmm. thinking, are we really going to
do
this?
A quiz, yeah.
And I saw it earlier, so I know it, and
I got it wrong.
I'm going to.
I guessed Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, okay.
And Spice Girls Mel B was known as, I got that one right, because I watched... the couple of seasons with...
I got that one wrong.
The only reason I remember that is because I watched a couple of seasons of America's Got Talent where she was a judge. Yeah. I really liked her as a judge.
And I've got two daughters, and neither one of them were into the Spice Girls.
The next one. I haven't thought about these things in forever.
Oh, I know what it is. Yes!
Oh, my sister texted me. My sister texted me the full name to Mississippi's character. And I can't even pronounce it. Alan something. Love that movie. And so does she. That's why she said, is it that one? Yes. Crazy Bones.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Yes.
I had a bag full of these things and I love them. I have no idea what happened to them, but I can sit down right now and tell you which one of these I had. That's how childhood memories should work. Like they should just come back instantly, right?
Instantly. Yes.
Is this Beavis or Butthead? I have no idea. I was not allowed to watch this as a kid.
I got it wrong.
I got it right.
Oh, man.
Beavis. But once
every
again,
time that show came on my television, I said, turn that off.
Yes. And that's how my parents were. But to this day, like, everybody knows how Beavis and Butthead laughed, right? That's another thing.
And there was another one that I literally forbid my kids to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Ren and Stimpy. If it came on, I was turning
it
off.
I don't remember that one.
That show was so dirty.
Let me ask you
so
this.
So dirty.
Did you get the next one?
Which of the following was not a player?
In Super Mario Kart. Loved this game. Every rendition of it has been great.
I'm going to go with, I meant to push Crash, not Prince
Okay,
Peach.
Crash and would have got was, you right. Yeah, yeah. Because Crash was a Sony exclusive. Crash Bandicoot. Loved that game.
So I'm four down. You're four down too?
I believe so. I may be more than that. We'll just have to wait and see at the end because I've lost track now. The White Mystery was a flavor of which candy?
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, I get it wrong. Airheads.
Airheads. Yes, I thought it was Dum Dums. I love the white ones.
I thought it was Dum Dums. Okay, let me tell you this useless fact about Dum Dums that I know. The mystery flavor is actually a combination of all of the leftovers from the bats that they made.
Dum Dums?
Yes. So
really?
Because they always said if you can guess the mystery flavor, you'd win a prize. Well, no one could guess the mystery flavor because it was a mixture.
That's crazy.
But that explains why no one ever wanted the mystery flavor because it was disgusting.
I know this one. I was going to ask you about this one.
Carissa explains it all.
If we had time, I was going to do my own little trivia question. Yeah.
We'll still go through some of those questions. Full House took place in which city? I got that one right. It's because the bridge is in the intro.
Yeah, in the intro.
Waterfalls was a popular song by who? And I only know this one because the Will Ferrell movie, him and Mark Wahlberg. Is it The Good Guys?
Yes.
Okay, and so Will Ferrell's character just keeps quoting. Or no, it's their police captain keeps quoting TLC lyrics. And so through the whole movie, they're like, wait a minute, is that TLC? He's like, no, I'm just talking. But it's, you know, at one point towards the end, he's like, don't go chasing waterfalls. Right? Great movie.
I loved that movie, though.
Great movie.
I don't remember that part, but I loved that movie.
What was the name of Ross and Rachel's baby?
I didn't watch the show, so I'm going to have to.
What? No. Oh, no.
Listen, I had three kids, and our TV was either on Disney movies or Nickelodeon.
This has got to be like the most syndicated show on the face of the planet, right?
Land Before
it's still
Time,
running.
Too.
It's
Land
still
Before
running.
Time.
Oh, see, I didn't like Land Before Time.
I have one who loved it.
And my older sister is like shaking her fist in the air right now because I've said that out loud, but I just don't care for that.
Oh, my, that and my youngest loved.
Do you remember The Brave Little Toaster? I didn't care for that movie either.
No.
I need to go back and rewatch it now that I'm an adult. But
now I'm going to guess. I've got to guess.
Who made these colorful rainbow school supplies?
I
know this. I know this answer because a makeup palette.
No, it's not Lily.
A makeup palette. Wait, which one? Oh, you were still guessing on.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, the next one, who made these colorful rainbow school supplies? And it's a picture of a unicorn on a trapper keeper. Everyone in their car right now should be screaming the answer.
A unicorn with rainbow hair with braids, of course, because a unicorn would have
Did
rainbow
you get it right?
hair. Oh, I know what it is.
Okay. Yeah. The only reason why I know that, I remember it, but I never remember the name. But she came out with she endorsed a makeup palette not too long ago. And so I don't know if it was, I don't know makeup. So maybe it was an eyeshadow or something. But yeah, there's a Lisa Frank makeup palette of some sort. It was really popular on Twitter.
Wait a minute. We've got one more question, Jay.
Oh, yeah. We're right at the end. You can
Turn
let it play
off.
Softly. I'm okay with that because I handpicked the music again tonight. So if you're digging that, you have me to thank and Jay's collection to appreciate.
I got to give credit where credit is due. It would be my nephew, Nick, his collection that's to be appreciated.
All right.
All right. We're on the last one.
This game features three inputs, Bop It, Twist It, and...
I thought it was Slap It.
Yep.
You got it right.
On some of the later models, it was.
I thought it was Slap It.
So, were you keeping track with how many you got wrong?
No, well, I think it was six.
I got 25, so I missed five. So,
well, we probably both did
I think
equally
it was close.
As well.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't believe you haven't watched
Friends. 90s mom and 90s kid.
Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind about.
We're pretty equal.
We're pretty
on
tied
on the trivia.
We probably paid attention equally as much through the 90s.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and do something else. So, stay with us.
Let's
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Cullman County.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
One band that has more songs with more memorable lyrics than any other band I can think of.
Anyways, I probably should have gone through that, to be honest. Some of those songs.
It's not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. So we've gone through the quiz, and now we've got some questions that Melissa has written up for me.
Okay, we are going to do the millennial explain stuff to old people.
Yes, I'm so excited about this idea.
Although, you will probably have to fill it in because you'll probably go through it really fast.
Let me go find an emoji of a guy rolling his eyes.
Okay, I'm sure it's out there, man. We got an emoji for that.
Okay. So,
right from emoji.
Millennial. Explain, okay, I know this one, but go ahead and just explain it from the millennial point of view. Ship and shipping.
Ship and shipping. Okay, so I don't know where it comes from, and I'm ashamed to say that I don't know the origin of something because I really enjoy that. But shipping is wanting two characters in whatever, most of the time, fictional setting to form some type of romantic storyline. So the popular one right now is Ray and Ben, right? Did I get that right?
I don't know what you mean.
The popular one right now is who? Star Wars.
Okay.
Ray and Ben, Solo. I hate that because the first thing I go to when he mutes me is like, oh, did I bump a wire or something?
Let's say Star Blank.
Star Blank.
Those
we can't start censoring the radio, right?
But yeah, Star Blank have taken over my life.
There's plenty of other things where you really want. I'm thinking,
guys and gals, I must apologize. I'm discriminating against the ones and ones of listeners out there who may appreciate Star Wars.
I don't know the people I talk to day in day out.
They're burnt out, right? Too many movies. Need to quit.
I've got
that's what everybody's saying.
I've got two guys that love love Star Wars the same way that I do.
Tell everybody where you were last night at midnight, Melissa.
Okay, we'll tell that story at the end of the...
Oh, close up. Yeah, that way you can get the whole story about the DVD player and the whole thing. Okay. But yeah, so shipping, wanting a romantic storyline between two fictional characters.
So, what's the deal with Raylo?
With what?
Raylo.
Oh, is that what that's called? No. I don't know because
did you not see that meme?
No,
with Judi Dench.
I haven't.
When Josh, what's his name, and Daisy Ridley and Judi Dench were in the train movie.
Oh.
Yeah, and he literally just assaulted her with Star Wars questions constantly.
Oh, really?
And she was like, I can't talk about this, Josh. Well, she walks into his trailer one time and she goes, I'm not answering any of your Star Wars questions, Josh. And she said, he said, fine, maybe you'll answer hers. And it's Judi Dench sitting there.
Oh, wow.
What's the deal with Raylo? My Raylo
right,
shipper heart.
No, I don't know, because that one I don't actually follow. Like, I'm not into that one as much.
You're not a Raylo shipper?
No, I'm not a shipper of Ray and
Kylo Ren.
Kylo, that's right. That's what I was trying to remember what he changed his name to. Hey, he's got some, like, identity crisis problems going on right now and changing your name. And yeah, so it's whatever.
I mean, when your uncle tries to murder you in your sleep.
Your whole family.
Yeah, and you're assaulted constantly by the dark side. And then your uncle tries to murder you. And your entire family thinks it's your fault, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to do?
It's funny because, like, all the problems in Star Wars is a whole, like, communication problem. Like, if we just slow down and talk about things.
If the Skywalker men would just stop being Skywalker men.
Right.
I mean, we wouldn't even have any movies.
How many of those could you line up, though? Outside of Star Wars, you could go back and go, okay, if this certain lineage of fictional characters would stop being so darn thick-headed, right? You'd go back and...
Well, you're watching what's it on HBO.
Which one?
The one with the dickhead families.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We watch.
Yes.
We watch Game of Thrones. Yeah, exactly. But, and
it's all family drama.
It is. It's completely family drama. And they do a really good job because in this latter season, they all sit down and have a meeting. But then nobody plays fair anyway. So, like, what was the point in sitting down? But that's not giving away any spoilers. I haven't ruined the series for you. No worries.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe
so
I'll eventually.
Anything else on my explanation list?
What is WEEB? I've seen that one a lot lately.
WEEB.
I have no idea what that
means. Oh, no.
Is it NSFW?
It might be because I don't know it well enough to be to be an expert on it.
I
don't even know.
Have to Google that one?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a slanderous term. If I can say it on, I don't know. Like, I don't know this. Okay, so.
I'll have to Google it.
At 26 years old, I'm now a child going, I don't know if that's a bad word or
my
not.
My millennial is not as knowledgeable as I expect.
I can tell when we go off the air, I can tell you what it is, but I don't know if it's FCC compliant, right? But, but I can define it nonetheless. It's any, I would say any person, but stereotypically it's a young white male that's into Japanese culture to the
I have variable. One of those.
Yeah, right. So if he's really into, you know, the anime and the girls involved
those.
In it, then he's probably one of these. Whether or not I can say it, I don't know, but we'll find that out.
Okay.
But
well,
yeah.
That was a good explanation.
It's a,
you know what that is?
It's
now,
a common.
I have one.
It's a common term that's thrown around, but especially between that crowd. And I'm not part of that crowd, so I don't know if I can say it. You know, there's several other words in the English language that fall into that category.
Mine is actually studying Japanese.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is.
So he's legitimizing.
Yeah.
His,
yeah.
If that's a word, I think I made that up. Anyhow, anything else on the list?
Okay, what is OP?
Oh gosh, I know this one well because I, at 26 years old, I still play video games. And mock me if you must, but I love them and I will never give them up. OP, it stands for overpowered. So if something's OP, then it's too powerful. Oftentimes,
I thought it was original poster.
Okay, sometimes it is, right? Okay. So if you're on Reddit or Tumblr,
all this thinking it was original poster.
If they, depending on how it's used, because you can figure out everything on the internet by context clues. Okay. If they use it instead of a pronoun, or you know the OP meant it this way,
yeah,
or
okay.
the OP
yeah.
didn't include enough information.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
original
We're
poster.
We're talking about Tumblr.
Yeah, so. but if you're talking like you get into comic book fanboys and they want to talk about Superman as would beat Batman in a real fight, and all the Batman guys are like, well, Superman's OP, he's overpowered. So Superman is overpowered because when that comic book
that
was
makes
written,
sense now.
They
yeah.
gave him all the superhero
right,
powers
right.
because they didn't think there were going to be any more. Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't worried about balancing in the 40s, right? Yeah. And it's like, yeah. oh, we might draw up this little book with pictures in it and it might take off. It might not.
He had every power.
Every power. So.
Except what could he not overcome? Kryptonite.
Kryptonite. Yeah. And that's a joke.
Yeah.
But.
Because, I mean, the planet's destroyed and they're still finding it.
Yeah, right.
Kryptonite's just everywhere, laying around everywhere. You know?
Kryptonite
the different
was,
colored ones,
yes,
you know, the
and,
green ones,
and
the
that's
red
fascinating
ones,
to me because I've got a buddy that's a super Superman buff, right? He knows everything about Superman. And, like, the different colors did different things
yep,
to Superman.
Yeah,
and
yep.
It was weird. I don't buy into it. Like, he's got this attachment to Earth. Like, if Earth is causing you this much problems, just go somewhere else where there's not kryptonite, and you'll live a full, happy life out there.
Yeah, I mean, where are you going to find a planet that doesn't have kryptonite
if your planet
was destroyed and Earth's got
yes.
tons of it?
Yeah, kryptonite undoubtedly littered all across the
yeah,
multiverse.
Just everywhere.
All right.
Just everywhere.
What else you got?
Okay. UWU.
UWU. Is certain letters capitalized
no,
or not?
They're all capitalized.
Then I don't, they're all capitalized. Then I don't know this one at all. Sometimes I'll see, I think it's O-W-O, but you know, the O's are capitalized and it's really like an old school emoji because it's the eyes and the
nose. Oh, is that what it is?
But I don't know if this is that because if there was no capitalization keys, then I really have no idea.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe there were, maybe there weren't.
But, yeah, the O, no, capital O, lowercase w, capital O, that's you know, a face that people post in chat.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Old school from the 90s.
See, I really like this segment. We may have to do this regularly because I love educating on the random facts that I know.
Now I can see this on Tumblr and be like, oh, hey,
that's
I know
right.
that.
That's right. So feel free if anybody knows my Facebook page. You just you know, if you've got a question about the internet, I will be your guy.
Okay, what is FR?
See, that's
is
another
that
one. The
for real?
Abbreviation. Maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe it's for real. But I was going to go with the abbreviation for the country of France. I don't know.
I don't think Tumblr's talking a lot about
Not a
geography.
Lot about France.
Probably.
What else you got? Let's see if we can find one
okay,
more than
one,
I know.
One final one, all right?
Okay.
T-H-O-T.
Thoughts. Oh, gosh. Memes are everywhere about thoughts right now. And I'm running out of time. So we'll talk about this one, but
well, I won't tell you the
once again. I don't know
picture that just came up on my Tumblr.
Don't do it. Okay, this falls into
well,
one of those things
talking
that
about
like
that.
It's NSFW. But
what is NSFW?
Not safe
not
for work.
Not safe for work. Okay. I literally had to Google
so
that.
Everything is NSFW. Yeah. But thought is an abbreviation for a very promiscuous. Woman, so
that something
over there, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so glad I got to tell everybody that tonight. Oh, but it's 8 o'clock, and I appreciate everybody spending the hour with us, and I hope you've enjoyed the music and the content. And Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and
Jay, thank you for running the board back there and throwing
you
in your opinion.
For being my millennial that explains stuff.
If you got suggestions on what we should talk about next week, leave them in the Facebook comment, Facebook post that we've made tonight, and I'll go through them, and we'll talk about them next week. So long.
Bye, y'all. One step at a time, got your back if you got mine. Oh, one foot in front of the other. Ooh, one foot in front of the other. Ooh, one foot in front of the other.